Here we are. It's 8:45. Get the spotlight on. So state your full name for the record. Okay, for the record, we are here on the Repossible Podcast. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. I am here with Nicolene Huizinga. It is early morning here. We haven't even started our day and we're already getting off to a good start. And this, in fact, that's a perfect opening because what we're doing here is creating something. We're creating content. I hit record. We are recording this. We're creating something. Is it going to win awards for the best production value of all time? No way. I don't even have my good microphone. But that's Bradley Charbonneau method. My method is hit record, see what happens. So a quick background. I used to be scared to create content. I am no longer scared. And basically my solution was to bulldoze it. Just go straight ahead, go hard, go fast, keep going, don't give up, never stop. And I've been at it for 2,794 days in a row where I create content every single day. So that is not my challenge. However, I have Nicolene here today because I can create content every day, and I do, but what makes the difference between just creating, you know, whatever, creating content for creating content's sake, and then creating content that is actually going to what are our goals? Have somebody connect with them, sell something, or have them take the action you want to take. So that was Bradley Charbonneau and the bulldozer method, which I will happily share and get anybody over writer's block. Here's my joke about writer's block. People say I don't have talking block. I don't have speaker's block. It's not like I can't speak. So why can't you write? So anyway, that's the kind of hard hitting stuff that I like to get across when we're talking about getting blocked with content. But Nicolene is going to take us up a level because she's going to talk about actually creating content that is catchy. Hi, Nicolene. Good morning.
Yes. Hi, Bradley. Hi. So nice to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm always intrigued when you talk about that you don't have that limitation of creating content, because I know so many people do. They are blocked, they are overwhelmed, they are stuck. And for some people, it's like you, you know, they're just creating and they're putting stuff out there and they're all good with it. The only question is it really effective? Is it reaching the right people? Is it reaching those people who are willing to pull out their wallet and pay for your programs? And I would say for catchy content, that would be my aim, to really reach the right people. And that doesn't mean that your content needs to go viral or you need to get like tens of thousands of likes or comments, but it's important that it reaches the right people. And especially for those who are starting out, it can be very frustrating to see, you know, to put something out there and you don't get any response. Yeah. And I'm very passionate about helping people to break that pattern and really get under the skin of their clients, their future clients, their potential clients. And I think I've figured out a way to do that.
And you have it is currently the end of May, and you have a webinar next week that's going to launch into a, What are you calling it? Is it a workshop?
It's going to be a program. So the webinar is all about creating the catchy content. And so is the program. It will be about creating catchy content. So that means that I will be teaching just a bit, because I truly believe that many people know a lot already. The only thing is they need to connect the dots and they need to actually start doing it. And that's the problem with many people, that they know a lot, but they don't do a lot. And I always use this phrase, like, knowing isn't doing. And especially when creating content, this is absolutely the case. I mean, I'm guilty of that too. I know a lot and I'm not always doing it. And I think that's the good thing about what I created, is that we're actually going to do it.
So this program is not sit back on the couch, get your popcorn and watch the show.
No,
it's going to be interactive, and they're going to be homework, and they have assignments and stuff like that.
Yes. Okay. Of course, there's going to be homework, but there's also the opportunity to work together. The funny thing is, one of my business friends called me the woman with the whip lately, which basically means that I get things done and I help people to get things done. And that's exactly what's going to happen in these 4 weeks. We're going to be working together for 4 weeks. You're going to get a training, and you're also going to get like a co-working hour where we're really going to sit together, all of us, and we're going to create stuff. And when it's an hour of focused attention on really creating something instead of, it's on my to-do list. I need to be doing it someday, perhaps at the end of the day when I still have time. But we never have time to do such a thing unless you plan it, unless you focus on doing it. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
So you're going to block out. Is there going to be an hour per week?
Yeah. So the intention is to have a recorded training every week. So you can watch that training whenever you want. Yeah. We're going to have a co-working hour every week, and we're going to have a Q&A session every week. So you have three moments when we will be together, and you will be able to digest stuff and to do stuff. And by the end of each week, you will have created at least one piece of catchy content.
Okay, so 4 weeks, we're going to have four pieces of catchy content.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And what kind of content, at least, okay. And what kind of content are we talking about? Is it like just a blurb, one sentence, or an article, or a video, or a podcast episode?
It really depends. It's about your own preference. What is it that you like? I mean, I'm not going to force you to do a Facebook Live if you've never done a Facebook Live. I mean, of course, I'm going to encourage you. But the point is, I want you to create something, to really create something. So if writing is your thing, then it's going to be an article. If video is your thing and you don't have any issue going live, then it's going to be a live or a pre-recorded video. It could be an article on LinkedIn. It could be a short social media post. I don't know. It could be even the outline of a book. I don't know. But it's definitely going to be something that suits you as a person, as an individual, and your audience. I think that's the most important thing.
And will there be some opportunity for sort of cooperation, collaboration with the others in the group?
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because we're going to have those co-working hours, and people will introduce themselves. And at a certain point, of course, we will know one another. And then we will have the Q&A sessions. And sometimes I know by experience that those Q&A sessions end up in hot seat sessions. So people will have like 5-10 minutes, like, oh, I have this issue with this and that. And then others will be like, oh, I have exactly the same. So there's lots of opportunity for networking, to expand your network, and to grow your business.
But if you're scared, or you're scared to come out with your content, is it a safe environment? Is it just this closed group, right?
It's not a closed group.
You're going to take my video and publish it immediately, and I'm going to
come
out of the closet.
When you're not that experienced, I would say, or you're a bit reluctant, or you're trying a new thing, it's so important to have a safe environment where you can try and test stuff, and where you can just put stuff out there and think, you know, guys, have a look at this. What do you think? Do you like it? Is it good enough? Does it resonate or not? So it's really going to be a safe and closed group. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Because then that gets over the fear of I'm going out into the public with this, and she's going to force me to go on Facebook Live to millions of people immediately on the first day.
No. You know, the thing is, if you want to try Facebook Lives, the group, the closed group, is going to be the best place to test it.
Okay,
go live on your Facebook page. I'm not going to do that.
Right. Oh, that's a great idea. That just, hey, in our closed group, let me try a live. It's just with the group of us. And you're going to give me, you know, friendly but constructive feedback. And
Yeah, you know, I had a group program once, and there was a lady in the group, and she didn't dare to go live. She didn't dare. And then at a certain point, she went live for, I think, 4 seconds. And all she did was, hi. That's all
right,
she did.
Right.
It took 4 seconds. But she had done her very first live. So we were all like, yay,
she did it.
You did your first live.
Broke the ice. Oh,
exactly.
Great. Hey, so it is now the end of May. When is your webinar?
The webinar is on the 5th of June, 2 p.m. Amsterdam time. And
okay.
It's an hour and a half, I guess, with Q&A included. And then, of course, I will be launching the program. And then we will start on the 15th of June. We will start with the program.
Okay. And 15th of June, I think that's a Monday. So then four weeks. Starting 15th of June.
Yes.
Okay.
So we will end on the 10th of July.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a Friday. The 10th of July is the final day of the program.
And people will walk away with actual content. They created something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can hold it in their hands and say, this has been workshopped.
Sorry. Yeah, they will have those four pieces of content, and they will have at least a whole list of topics that they will be able to create content on. So it's really about creating the framework for content to actually have at least four pieces of content.
Excellent. So it's not just the four pieces of content and I will never create another piece of content in my life. It's I now have a process or a roadmap or a system or a framework to then create even more. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Okay, it sounds great, Nigarlene.
Yes,
I'll make links. I'll make links here below in the podcast notes and stuff for people to sign up for the webinar. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for being on.
All
Have a great day.